Now, when I was 5 years old, if you needed a haircut, you didn't go to the hairdressers. You didn't even go to a barber's. When I was 5 years old, if you needed a haircut, there was only one person in the world who would cut your hair. It was called your mother. Now, there's nothing wrong with your mother cutting your hair. There might be lots of you who've had your hair cut by your mother. There might be lots of you who still have your hair cut by your mother. There might be lots of you who your mother gives you a perfectly good haircut. There is nothing wrong with your mother cutting your hair if your mother can see. But my mother was blind. My mother was completely blind. My mother couldn't see anything. Now, if you'd grown up with a blind mother, you would know that the only way a blind mother can possibly cut your hair is called the pudding bowl method. I was 5 years old. I had lots of hair. I wasn't going gray. I wasn't going bald. I had plenty of hair. I had so much hair that I needed a haircut once a fortnight. Every 2 weeks, I had to have my hair cut. And this is how it worked. You ran into the kitchen. My mother pulled out the old wooden chair. You sat down in the wooden chair. My mother reached up real high. She grabbed the pudding bowl. I had a pudding bowl haircut. My mother grabbed the pudding bowl. Now, when I say pudding bowl, I don't mean a bowl you eat your pudding out of. No, that's a dessert bowl. When I say pudding bowl, I mean a pudding bowl. A pudding bowl is a big metal bowl you cook your pudding in. Suet pudding. I don't know if you've ever had suet pudding, but man, it is beautiful. Suet pudding, this is how you make it. When you kill the sheep or the lamb, you rip out the kidneys. Around the edge of the kidneys is a soft layer of fat. You scrape that off. You take that soft fat. It's like butter or margarine. You rub it up with some flour, maybe put in a few raisins and dates, maybe some jam. You mix it all together. You put it in a great big metal bowl. You drop that metal bowl into a big pot full of boiling water. You stick a lid on top of the pot. You boil away for about half an hour. You pull that metal bowl out and the steam has run all through the suet and the flour and the raisins and the dates. It has gone stodgy and soft and beautiful. You eat about one spoonful, it sits in your stomach for about 3 weeks. Suet pudding. I loved suet pudding, but I hated that big metal pudding bowl. Once a fortnight, you ran in, mother pulled out the wooden chair, you sat down in the wooden chair, my mother reached up, she grabbed that big metal pudding bowl, she jammed it on top of your head, ow! And then my mother, who could not see anything, she would reach into the kitchen drawer, she would pull out the longest pair of scissors you have ever seen, 12 inches long, solid iron, like sheep shears, and my mother, who could not see anything, would feel her way around the bottom of the pudding bowl, and she would slowly cut off all the hair. Snip, 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 snip. You sat there and prayed she wouldn't cut off your ears because she couldn't see. Snip, 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 snip. Finally, she would pull off